Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go with me, please, to the Psalms? In Psalm 34, we begin, I guess it was 4 or 5 weeks ago, on a new series. And let's read our text and go further today. I'm excited about this. Won't you read it out loud together with me, verse 1 through verse 4. Out loud together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Glory. Glory. The title of our series is Free from All Fears. He said, I sought the Lord. And what happened? He heard me. Then what happened? He delivered me from what? All my fear. That would leave how many fears? None. That would mean you are fear free, completely free, not afraid of anything. Right? No fear of man, nor beast, nor machine, nor devil, nor disease, nor lack, nor curse. Just no fear. None. None. Is that God's will for us? Amen. To be absolutely fear-free. It is. It is. Is that the way most people are?
No.
Is that the way most Christians are?
No.
Well, then why? If it's the will of God. You know, we can't control everybody else, but I tell you what, let's keep our nose in this book and let's pursue this, and you be here and listen and focus and make up your mind. I'm not tolerating any phobias or any fears in my life. Right? No fear. Said out loud, I will tolerate no fears in my life. Now, it would have helped if you'd have heard everything that came before today. Tapes are available. But we started out by talking about the source of fear, how fear got in. And we said, you know, we read in Romans 5:12 that death came in by sin. And then after that, we see fear. No indication of fear prior to that. If there had never been any sin, there would never have been any death. And if there had never been any death, there would never have been any fear.
Right.
Have we been delivered from death?
Yes.
Has Jesus overcome death?
Yes.
Then Hebrews 2, you know, talks about that Jesus became a partaker of flesh and blood, so that He, through death, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through all their lifetime, through fear of death, were subject to bondage. Other translations bring out, they were held in slavery by their fear of dying. Held in bondage by fear of death. Do we as Christians, should we fear death? Has the Lord done something about death? You know, the scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians 15, the child of God, and over in Thessalonians 1 and 2, how that the child of God, we shouldn't grieve like those who have no hope. Even at the grave, we can stand there. Even with our closest loved ones, we can stand there and look at it. And if we know they were saved and we know that they're home with the Lord, we can say, grave, where's your victory? Why? This body will rise again. And the Spirit's already with Jesus. Is that defeat? No. So why should we fear that? But people do. See, all the fears and phobias are in some variation a fear of dying, a fear of death. Now, when we say death, that includes a whole lot more than your body stop breathing. A whole lot more. Spiritual death is manifested in so many different ways, and it is separation from life. Separation from what you desire. Separation from what you love. And so it's a fear of death of some kind in your life. And when you have no fear of death at all, you have no fear, period. Because that's where fear finds its strength and its root. Now we went on to talk about, what was it, the second session? About yielding. And we said, nobody can make you afraid. Nobody can make you fear. You have to yield to it for it to be in you, and you can resist it. I don't care if you're shaking. I don't care if your hair is standing up on the back of your neck and goosebumps are on your arms and your knees are bumping together. What do you do? What do you do? You resist it. Right? You don't just give in and the devil says, well, it's too late. You're already scared. You're scared spitless. It's too late. You say, no, no, I refuse to fear. I don't care. You're feeling panicky, but you say, no, I resist this. I resist this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What? I will fear no evil. I won't be afraid. Why? Because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Right? So what do you do with every feeling of fear, every thought of fear? Fear of something bad that might happen. Fear that something good won't happen. Anytime those fears come to you, what do? You resist the thoughts, you resist the feelings, and what if they come back to you 100 times in a day? Then 100 times in a day, you resist them. And a lot of times you need to speak right out loud. You need to say, no, that'll never happen to me. No. Because it'll come back. The enemy's trying to get something, a seed of fear in you. You hear something bad happen to somebody. And you try to act cool about it, but then you go about your business and that thought keeps coming back. What if that happens to you? Sometimes it keeps coming. You need to say it right out loud. No, 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 it won't happen to me. It won't happen to my kids. Somebody says, well, who do you think you are, preacher? Nobody really wants bad stuff to happen to them. But you just never know. That is not a scripture. We here at Faith Life have looked high and low. And we cannot find that in the Bible. So we don't believe it. We don't base our life on it. You know what we did find? The Spirit of God through the psalmist said, 1,000 may fall at this side and 10,000 at this my right hand. But it will not come near me. What does that sound like? It won't happen to me. Happened to everybody around me. But it didn't happen to me.
That's right.
Whew, glory to God. Isn't it good to know the truth? Makes you free. Makes you free. We talked about how that fear draws destruction. Job said, the thing I greatly feared has come on me. You get afraid of something and you live in that fear and dread of that thing. You're actually believing for it to happen. Fear is a perverted form of faith. Did you hear that word dread? Man, I just dread going there and I just dread dealing with that. You're in fear. You're expecting something bad to happen. If you don't quit doing that, it'll come on you. I know I had a fella one time sitting across the desk from me years ago at healing school. And he said, Brother Keith, he said, I have cancer. And I said, well, you know, God heals cancer. I began to tell him about different ones. He said, well, they haven't found it yet. He said, I've been to, he told me, I mean, it was like a half a dozen different institutions and they ran all these tests. And I mean, like a half a dozen different clinics and hospitals had come up clean. I said, well, why do you think you have cancer? He said, I just know I do. And man, the Spirit of God stirred me up. I said, look, now, brother, if you don't quit looking for this, you're going to find it. Seek and you shall find. It works in every direction. Right? He said, well, I know I got it. I said, no, you don't. All the tests say you don't. You don't know you got it. You believe. You don't feel it. You don't see it. You're believing for it. You're expecting it. Your fears will come on you. It's a sad story. But a couple of years later, you know, sure enough, he's telling other people, well, see there, I told you, not realizing he prophesied it on himself. Yeah. He believed for it till he got it. Yeah. No. I mean, if somebody tells you that you're clear, what do? Right. You shout. Yeah. Right? You go, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. That's what I was looking for, right? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Don't seek for evil things. Don't expect bad things, expect the good. Now, go with me back to the scripture we looked at last week in Mark 4. You know, when I was flight training, getting my private at your first license, I had two or three guys that trained me and taught me. And not just one time, but this must have happened 100 times. The Lord had blessed me to get a Bonanza. And that's what I learned how to fly in, which is wonderful. Very fine, fast, retractable gear airplane. Most trainers and stuff, they're not. And so person after person told me, they said, well, you know, there's two kind of folks, those that have landed gear up and those who will. You know, because people not used to, it's amazing. You think, well, who would forget to put the gear down? It has happened thousands of times. You just keep descending and descending, and all at once you begin to hear all these bad noises. And you look down, oh no! Every time that somebody would say that, you know what I'd say under my breath? Because some of them were instructors. You know what I said? I said, no, I will never forget to put the gear down. Ever. I will never land with the gear up. But person after person told me that. Well, you know, two kinds of folks, those that have already done it and those that will. Well, see, people think that's funny. It's not funny. You're setting spiritual laws in motion with your mouth. People talk about wrecks and they talk about crashes. You know, every time we hear something, we look at each other and go, that will never happen to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Why Fear?, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803E. That's R803E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.